Now, speaking of technology, a Wellington couple is starting a new dating app hoping to avoid the awkward small talk and help people effectively cut to the chase. It's known as Rendezvous, described as a chatbot, which we're going to have to get that explained to us in a moment. Two people apparently connect, they meet up, but unlike other apps like Tinder, it limits the amount of conversation they have beforehand. And this is the way, as I said, this is the way it goes these days, where the chance of meeting a potential partner is done on the likes of the internet and done using a cell phone. Now, Elliot Riley is a Wellingtonian who is involved in this app Rendezvous. He joins me for a chat on this. Good morning to you.
Hi, Tom.
This is the way it works, isn't it? This is 2017. I said I long for the days of bringing back the Friday night dance, and I get laughed at by every young person in the office saying, well, you know, we've moved on from there. This is the way you meet people now.
Yep. I mean, apps are how people are meeting each other. You know, it's all online. And you know, we think that you know, the work that we're doing and Rendezvous and what we're developing, what we're hoping is that'll help sort of bridge the gap between the online environment and actually meeting people in real life more easily and more frequently.
Indeed. Before we get into your app, the explanation of Tinder, and that's a very well-known one, which I know that a lot of people my age use, and in fact a lot of people right across the, you know, the age spectrum use, basically to explain to us, this is where you basically judge someone based on how they look and what you swipe left or right and actually make a decision about whether you like them based on how they look solely.
Yeah, so that's right. Tinder's based on, you know, you build your kind of online profile. You've got a range of, you know, five or so photos. You've got a wee sort of bio, and you can list some of your interests on your profile and that sort of thing.
Okay. And then both sets of people need to have swipe what right, is it?
Yep. If both users swipe right on each other, what they're saying there is that they like what they see, and then they get given the opportunity to chat to each other, and then whatever happens is between the users from there.
Okay, and they might be able to trade messages with each other, and it might go on for days or weeks, or might just peter out, and eventually they might decide to meet up.
Yep.
This is how it works. How does that differ from what you've thought up here?
Well, I mean, the main difference in terms of sort of how it works is, we think that the whole kind of the chat function that happens after you meet potentially creates some barriers to people meeting up. You know, you've got to put yourself out there if you're asking someone to go to meet at a time and a place. Where that's going to be, is that going to be cool for the as far as the other person's concerned? And so what Rendezvous does is it takes away all that, all those questions around where and when should we meet. It gives you a time and a place and a person. And all you have to do is either accept that rendezvous or not accept that rendezvous and look at another one.
So you will know, you'll get a brief understanding or a brief look at the way the person looks before you agree to go on the meeting.
Yes, you can use Rendezvous in two ways. You can either have just your Facebook profile picture up, so that's one photo. Or you can use it completely blind, and so you won't get a look at the other person's photo, and they won't get a look at yours, and so that's kind of optional.
Interesting. And so why do you think that'd be better?
Going blind?
Yeah.
I don't know if it would. I don't really have an opinion as to whether that's better or worse. I mean, I'm not really judging that, but I think it's just people have different preferences.
Yeah.
And you know, blind dating isn't a new phenomenon. People have been doing it for a long time. And so we think that, you know, Rendezvous can just facilitate, you know, the sort of blind dating thing that's been happening for a long time anyway.
So you've seen a gap in the market effectively and saying, and what you've spoken to people who said, look, and I know that Tinder is a way where people can be quite off put by Tinder because of some people might be on there just to meet someone for one night. Others may be on there for a more serious look. But you've seen a gap in the market here and said, I've heard from other people who've said, look, there is a better way of actually doing this.
Yeah, we think that people get tired of the same, you know, recycled kind of pickup lines, you know, the swiping. With Tinder, you spend a lot of time, a huge amount of time actually in the app before actually meeting somebody in real life.
Mm.
And so we want to kind of flip the equation on that and get people meeting in life meeting in real life a lot and spending less time in the app.
And meeting in real life as early as possible.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is a bit of a return to the way it was in terms of, you know, before this technology came along and changed pretty much everything in terms of the way people meet. As you say, there were blind dates where you were told by friends, hey, look, I know someone, why don't you go along and meet them, or yeah. somehow you met. So it is sort of trying to return almost to the way it was.
Yeah, we're just using technology in a new way to facilitate quite a traditional experience, I think.
What's it been like trying to set it up?
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a real adventure for us. There's a team of three of us. There's myself, my fiance, Jessica Smith. She's a co-founder, and our technical co-founder, James McCann. He's currently in Europe at the moment. So working with him has been a lot of fun.
Mm.
James has had all the sort of technical smarts around, coding and developing this thing. And so we've been really, you know, it's been great having him on board. And it's been a lot of fun for just us as a team, building and designing something that hopefully is going to make a difference to some people.
And so is it generally being run through Facebook, is it?
Yes, so it's a chat bot. It relies on Facebook's Messenger platform. So it's not an app that you download in the App Store or the Play Store.
Mm.
You use it just through sending our Facebook page a message, and you interact with it that way.
Okay. And is it for all ages?
It is for over 18.
Over 18, but then there's no upper age limit.
No, okay. If the 90-year-olds are keen to get amongst it, then we're stoked for that to happen.
Okay, and initially Wellington only, or is it spread around through the country?
It is Wellington, obviously, and also Auckland, Hamilton.
Auckland as well.
Auckland, Hamilton, Christchurch, Dunedin.
Righty, it's called Rendezvous. It launches, by the way, on Monday. How did you meet Jessica?
We met online, actually.
Online? Okay. Well, no. This is good because this is the way it happens now.
Yeah. Absolutely. It was through MSN, an old chat online chat room.
Yep.
You may be familiar with it. That was some time ago.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you think it's easier now to meet people? I'm just thinking there'll be people listening in the past who who would have met at a dance, would have met because they would have sat around a dinner table. Whereas now the idea is that you may have to meet someone based on one photo that you have seen and based on possibly a very small conversation you might have had with them over a computer.
Yeah.
And it's just completely changed. Do you think it's easier now? Or does this make it even harder, I wonder?
I think people have substituted going to things like dances and that for spending time on their phone.
Mm.
So I think that, you know, leveraging that to enable people to meet up in real life is probably, you know, a good move. And, you know, Tinder's a great testament to that. You know, it really has helped a lot of people meet each other. So
well, such as you. Well, not Tinder as such, but online meeting your fiancé.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah. Very good. Good luck with it. We shall follow it. Well, I won't follow it because I'm married, but I will follow the progress of it.
Right.
Rendezvous launches on Monday. What's the best way for people to find it?
Go to our Facebook page. If you just search Rendezvous in Facebook, send us a message, and you'll be in. You don't need to download anything or do anything like that. Just send us a message and it'll be working.
Good on you. Good luck with it.
Cool, thanks, Tom.
All the best. Elliot Riley there, who is one of the founders, along with his partner Jessica, of Rendezvous, which is a Wellington app to try and get people to meet each other. It's the way it's done these days, well and truly, 23 away from 12.